Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. This is our second episode of the week, coming after you a couple hours following my first time ever watching the WNBA draft, as we had the 2024 WNBA draft. And the reason I watched is because of the first pick of the draft, Caitlin Clark, the newest guard or point guard of the Indiana Fever. Of course, Caitlin Clark, arguably the greatest player that women's college basketball has ever seen. And now she will take her talents to the professional side of things and join the Indiana Fever, sorry about that, of the WNBA. So yeah, congrats to Caitlin on being the first pick of the draft. It was my first time wearing my Caitlin Clark Iowa shirt. I have it here. I might post a clip, a video clip of this episode. I have my Iowa Caitlin Clark shirt on for the first time tonight, and it's been great wearing it, and it was fun, watching the draft, and can't wait to see Caitlin in her first ever professional game, May 16th, as Indiana travels to Connecticut. And I've never, my first time watching the WNBA draft, like I said, and May 16th will be the first time I ever watch a WNBA game, and it's all because of one woman, Caitlin Clark. Her greatness inspires a lot of people, and including myself. And I'm just, a huge fan of her. And it's just amazing to see what she's done. Not only what she's done on the court, but the impact she's made off the court, and, giving women's basketball a bigger name, giving women's sports a bigger name. And of course, alongside Caitlin Clark was a great overall WNBA draft class, including Cameron Brink. Arguably the best defender in the country out of Stanford, and also, Steph Curry is her godbrother. I thought that's a pretty cool thing to point out. Cameron was the second pick in the draft by the LA Sparks. He had Camila Cardoso, the incredible big out of South Carolina, just won the national championship and was absolutely dominant. And, was one of the main reasons why South Carolina finished the, undefeated championship season. Couple of days ago. And to pair her up in Chicago, the Sky also drafted Angel Reese out of LSU. So they drafted two of the best bigs in college basketball that we've seen in a very long time. So it's going to be exciting to see that duo of Cardoso and Reese in Chicago. But of course, another great player drafted this time in the second round was Katie Martin, who was arguably the heart and soul of the Iowa Hawkeyes alongside Caitlin Clark. She's joining one of the best dynasties or organizations in the league, the Las Vegas Aces. They had a hell of a player, very high IQ player, and a very, a big time leader. And she's someone that whatever you ask her to do, she's gonna do it and go above and beyond. So I think Katie Martin will be a hell of an addition in Vegas. But yeah, I'm already getting into on my talk, but really quickly, want to talk to you guys as always about SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there, and we're grateful to be part of Team SeatGeek. And if you guys are in the market for tickets for any type of event, a game, comedy show, concert, play, whatever it may be, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. And my favorite thing about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10, so they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. And also, whatever, tickets you're looking at, they show you the exact seat in the row that you will be sitting in. I know that goes a long way, and honestly, it's the only ticketing app that does that. I know a lot of people sometimes prefer to sit in the outside of a row, that they don't have to interrupt anyone, they don't have to make anyone stand up. And, in case you got to go to the bathroom, you want to buy some drinks, some food, whatever it may be, SeatGeek has you covered. So make sure to download the SeatGeek app, like I said, or go to SeatGeek.com. Make sure to use our discount code, RobCao, it's my name, RobCao, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Now to talk a little more about the NBA draft. So, as I said, the main reason that I tuned into my first ever WNBA draft is because of Caitlin Clark. And like I said, I'm wearing, Caitlin Clark Iowa shirt for the first time ever. And honestly, a couple minutes following her getting drafted, I already ordered an Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark shirt. So I'm excited to rock that whenever it gets here to Miami. But it's just incredible what Caitlin Clark's been able to do. in her short time at college, and I could only imagine what she's gonna do now at a, you know, at a professional stage, a professional level. It's just incredible. And as I said, Indiana will be opening their season May 16th in Connecticut. I'm gonna look. I kind of pulled up here the standings for the past season, for 2023 season. Indiana finished with the third worst record in the league at 13-27. They finished last in the Eastern Conference. The two teams with worse records were them. Worse records than Indiana were the Seattle Storm at 11-29, and the Phoenix Mercury at 9-31. And both of those teams, Seattle and Phoenix, are in the Western Conference. I'm gonna go over, you know, some of the individuals on the Fever roster. So of course, Caitlin Clark. They also added in Leilani Correa. They drafted her tonight as well. She's out of Florida. She's a guard out of Florida. Also on their roster as currently stands, you have Grace Berger, Aaliyah Boston, Maya Caldwell, Damaris Dantas, Tammy Fagbeno, Lexi Hull, Kelsey Mitchell, Katie Lou Samuelson, and Victoria Saxton. Then we have Nalisa Smith, Christy Wallace, Erica Wheeler, and then their third draft pick of the night, which was technically their second pick of the night, Celeste Taylor out of Ohio State. So yeah, that's the current Indiana Fever roster. Their head coach is Christy Sides. They also have three assistant coaches, Karima, Christmas Kelly, Jesse Miller, and Paul Miller. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to go over their names. Obviously, I'm new to all of this, so I don't really know these players or coaches, but I am now an Indiana Fever fan because of Caitlin Clark, and I can't wait. Like I said at the beginning of the show, can't wait to tune into my first ever WNBA game on May 16th as the Fever take on, I believe, the Connecticut Sun. They will then be having their first home game, so Caitlin Clark's Indiana home debut. Will be 2 days. Oh no, sorry. The game against Connecticut is May 14th. I keep saying May 16th. So the Fever's first game is in Connecticut, May 14th. Then their Caitlin Clark's home debut will be May 16th against the New York Liberty. Then they travel 2 days later to Brooklyn to face off the New York Liberty once again. Then they play Connecticut at home. They then play Seattle in Seattle, and then they go to LA against Cameron Brink and the LA Sparks. So they're just a couple of the first couple of games of Caitlin Clark's career. Hopefully I'll be able to catch them. I did apply recently a little while ago for media credentials to be able to cover Indiana Fever games in Indiana as a media member representing the Flame Entertainment and Sports. So I'm gonna put that out there. It will happen, and I can't wait to see, what they respond to me. It'll be an honor to be able to, cover Caitlin Clark in general, and to be able to cover her on this network that I started with, one of my best friends, Brandon, a couple years ago. It'll be incredible to be able to, cover such a special athlete in person. And this little network that we created when we were students in college. So, putting that out there that it will happen. And it was just, an absolute blast watching the WNBA draft for the first time. It's amazing. Seeing these girls or women, get drafted and be so emotional, seeing them with their families. Shout out to Holly Rowe. She interviewed each draft pick that was in the building there in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And she just does an absolute amazing job, whether it be, with women's basketball or college football. She covers a lot. She's a big time sideline reporter or courtside reporter for ESPN. And she always does a great job because I feel she, with each question she asks, and the way she like looks at these individuals that she interviews, like you can tell she's genuinely in the moment. She's a genuine person, and I always love watching and hearing the great Holly Rowe on ESPN. She does a incredible job always. But yeah, guys, I think this is gonna wrap up this, Caitlin Clark slash WNBA draft recap episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. We have a couple posts tonight. We have a reel out there of Caitlin arriving to the Brooklyn Academy of Music a couple hours ahead of the draft tonight. And we also have a post I did of me recording, the commissioner announcing Caitlin as the first overall pick. And then I kind of show myself, and you have Caitlin and the commissioner with her Indiana Fever jersey in the background. And it was just an amazing moment to witness, and just an honor, you know, to be living in a time of such greatness, and like Caitlin Clark. So yeah, once again, hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to check out SeatGeek. Like I said, any of you guys interested in going to watch Caitlin or any of these great women, you know, in their rookie seasons in the WNBA, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com, buy some tickets there. And by using our discount code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, if you're in the market for WNBA tickets or tickets of any kind, whether it be for another sports game, a comedy show, a concert, a play, whatever it may be, make sure to, you know, head to SeatGeek.com or download the SeatGeek app and use our discount code ROBCAO, it's my name, ROBCAO, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. So then, once again, congratulations to all the women who got drafted tonight. I have a feeling, and I know wholeheartedly, this will be the best draft class that the WNBA has seen yet. And this will be the draft class that takes the WNBA to new heights, new viewerships, and brings in more fans. And I'm happy to say I am one of them. I am now a WNBA fan and a Indiana Fever fan. And I cannot wait to see the journey of Caitlin Clark's professional career take off May 14th as the Indiana Fever travel to Connecticut, face off against the Connecticut Sun. Till next time, everyone, take care.